This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
2 weeks from today, we'll be in Detroit reacting to round one of the NFL draft. This is Unsportsmanlike with Evan, Canty, and Michelle coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase. All right, wait, something has happened here.
What's up?
Are you working at a post office? What is... That was not even what I was talking about. I looked over at you. We have CeCe's working at a post office
Look, I got some adulting to do.
Clearly, something has to be done by a certain time. Yeah. I can tell.
We got some moves going on.
What is happening over here?
Arranging a FedEx package.
Slightly more important than our radio show is happening.
I could see that.
Slightly more important.
Man, oh man!
All right, I'm gonna put it up now. We're good.
You're good. Take your time.
It's just adulting during commercial break.
Exactly.
Got the coffee going. The FedEx package.
Had to nuke the coffee. Yeah. We're good now.
Small said yesterday. It took her 4 hours to go to the hair place and get whatever hair stuff.
The salon
to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few layers to this story here because Nuno has chimed in with something I have to get to that is stunning to me. But explain to the world, why would it take 4 hours? Because my wife does the same thing.
So you mean
4 hours?
Explain to our male audience why it would take 4 hours.
Well, maybe not all women go to the same kind of place that you go to.
Yes, but women who have colored their hair before understand exactly what I'm talking about here.
Yes.
When you go to get your hair done, it takes a long time. They have to foil it. They have to gloss it. They have to shampoo it. They have to blow dry and style it. It usually takes about 4 hours. I got there at 4 p.m. yesterday. I didn't leave till 8 p.m. and I was mad at myself because I did not pack a snack. That was a rookie mistake, and I am a seasoned vet. I don't know what I was thinking.
There's no more efficient way of doing this?
No.
No.
Not if you want it to look good.
You can't rush the process.
Quite literally, you have to process.
Can't microwave success.
This is not Sam Hinkie. You can't rush the process.
Yeah. You have to
Sam
trust
Hinkie
the process.
Running a salon now.
But honestly, she did a great job, didn't she?
So then,
shout out to Stephanie.
Okay, but here's what then happened. Pat Costello, our producer, said, "Oh, if it takes longer than 20 minutes, I'm out." And Nuno chimed in. Nuno, can you tell everybody how much you pay for your haircuts?
Yeah, it's $60.
What? $60?
Unbelievable.
Hold on.
That's the going rate.
Yeah, I pay $25.
No, it's not.
Nuno's right. That's the going rate.
I pay $25.
Listen, it's inflation. You pay $25 because the barber still likes you and you've been going to him forever. But I'm just telling you,
it's
a new barber.
You have a new barber.
You're paying $25 and you just started going to this dude, consider yourself fortunate.
I walk in there and I have told my wife, you can't even see where I go. It is so gross, this place. I hold my nose, but I like the haircuts they give me. It's close to my house. $25. Who pays $60 for a haircut?
$60 is a bargain.
I do.
No, yeah, you guys are insane.
It's like $50 now, man. Inflationary times. It's weird because I remember going to the barbershop when it was like $20.
Uh-huh.
Like for everything. Like it's $20. They'll fade you out. They'll trim the beard. They'll do everything.
Must be nice.
Yeah, those times are long gone.
So like when you go to the barber, what do you have done? The hair, do they do the beard?
They do the beard. They do the hair. They fade it out a little bit. Yeah, they do everything, but it's expensive.
Clean the eyebrows.
Yeah, I used to go get a haircut every 4 or 5 days. Now I got to go every other week. It's expensive, man. It ain't cheap.
You get the full detail?
Yeah, I have to. You know what I'm saying? With the beard game, the beard's got to be on point.
It's of course. Yeah, can't neglect the beard.
It's a source of pride for my beard. Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's very kingly. But anyway, it costs to get a good haircut these days.
Yes, it does.
And forget about it if you want the barber or the stylist to come to you. Oh, that takes it to another
come
level.
Come to you? Like to your house?
Yeah, to come to your house. The house call. Yeah.
Oh, I must live in a different world.
Hairdressers, like
barbers travel.
Sometimes, based on your schedule, you can't get to the barbershop. You need them to come to you. That is exponentially more expensive.
How do I know that, and you don't know that?
Well, okay, I have a
question. And don't say it's me being bougie, because you know we have all kinds of time once we get done with this show. My wife is the one that needs the house calls. And so
you are bougie, but not because of that.
No, I'm just saying, my wife has to get the house calls, and the house calls tax on like another $100 to $150.
Oh, her stylist comes to your house?
Yeah.
Nice.
She's like, nice.
Wait, small. So the hair coloring person is 4 hours. That is different, correct me if I'm wrong, than if you're going to get a haircut or a blowout, right?
Yes, but
so there's
sometimes
three
you
different
wrap
versions
it all together.
Of this?
Well, sometimes you wrap it all together. Like a lot of times I'll get a color, a cut, and a style all at once. But I did not do that yesterday. Just a color and a gloss and a blow dry.
The next thing on deck for my wife, the thing that she really wants to prove that I love her is a hooded dryer.
A what?
Oh, she wants like a salon
hooded,
in the house.
A hooded dryer? Yeah,
nice.
She wants the hooded dryer.
Smart move,
She's like, you don't really love me unless you get me a hooded dryer. Like, that's where we're at right now.
I support her.
She's like, the hell with all of the bags and all of the shoes. She's like, I want the hooded dryer.
What is happening right? I don't understand.
There's
a whole other world out there that we don't know about.
Clearly.
When it comes to...
That's the circular thing you put up, like, when they...
Yeah, I think so. Like, the thing
with
that you
the
get...
the tinfoil?
Yeah, I think you get under it, like...
All blow dryers are not created equal. They are not. Trust me when I tell you.
Okay. I don't know. I don't use...
The Dyson Air Wrap... Revolutionary.
I have a friend.
Wow. Okay. See, I need
change
to talk
my
to
life.
Can I got to talk to Small. She needs to help facilitate my greatness.
I got
this.
You. I got
exactly.
Your back.
I
got
to out someone. I have a friend that uses a blow dryer to dry his armpits.
Oh my goodness!
I swear to God. Look at the looks on their faces.
Where did this go?
You know,
we were talking about dryers for your hair. You're saying a blow dryer for
you
armpits?
Both. I'm not going to say it on the air, but you both know the person.
Is it Hembo?
No.
Right? Right?
Would Hembo would definitely use a blow dryer for his armpits.
I could see him being
I
like,
could definitely see that.
It shaves 32.3 seconds off of my getting ready routine. Efficiency is key.
I can see shower, I don't understand.
Why are you using a blow dryer for your armpits?
I don't know why that
spins
me out.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
Because you have that much hair under your
play,
arm?
We would play basketball
if
together.
If you have that much hair under your arm, that is a problem in and of itself.
I agree.
Like manscape that thing, man. You don't need to look like you got buckwheat in the headlock. Like, you got to get rid of that. Yeah, it's not cool.
So we would
play, thing up, man.
Laser hair removal is an option.
Exactly.
You know?
We would play basketball. We'd go, and then there would be at a local college in West Palm. We'd go to the locker room. We'd all shower, right? And then everybody would be getting dressed. And I'm like, why do you have a blow dryer? And I see him like lifting up his arms, blow drying his armpits. That is very odd to me. But sorry, I took us off track here. Let's get back to the matter at hand, which is the price for a haircut. You're saying if we put the over under at 50,
yeah,
the majority of our audience would say they pay over $50.
Yeah. Yes. No chance. No, you guys are crazy.
Over 50. Well, Pat, how do you know? You don't have any hair.
I get my hair cut enough.
How would you know?
Because I'm a man of the people, Canty. No one's paying over $50 for a haircut, except you and Nuno.
If I went to check out at the salon and they told me it was $50, I'd be like, where is Ashton Kutcher? Am I getting punked?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what is going on?
Are you willing
to play the lotto? Go get the Powerball.
I would just sign and run out the door before they said they made a mistake.
Are you willing to share the range of hair coloring for women?
Sure.
It's
different per market,
right,
by the
way. Right, I know.
St. Louis, it's much cheaper.
Give us a St. Louis version of it. How much is it in St. Louis?
$250.
It's hundreds of dollars.
Oh, my
It's God. Hundreds of dollars.
In
yeah.
New York, double it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I called around to like six different places and got the cheapest one. Yeah. And it was still outright. The first place I called just for the color quoted me $600. And that doesn't include a cut. That doesn't include a blow dry or a style or any products you might need on the way. And a tip. It doesn't include a tip.
My wife has a barber, a stylist, and a colorist.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so my wife works. So I was
like, yeah, that's about right.
There's an arsenal of people.
Exactly.
As Beyonce said.
There's a team.
Yeah.
Hey, trust me.
I didn't wake up looking like this.
Her team for her hair is more fully vetted than Otani's team. Like, seriously.
Rob Manfred is vetting Small the stylist.
For her hair more than Otani, and Rob Manfred did the
interview.
I'm not just sitting down saying, do whatever. I trust you.
Exactly.
Smalls, my wife works. She has a great job. She's great at her job. But you're telling me that she spends more than $500 every time she's getting this hair color?
I would say I would be surprised if it's under $300 with tip.
Oh, my God.
Because you're tipping at least 20%, if not more.
I'm going to have to fill in on more shows moving forward. I got to be honest.
You need more jobs. You need more jobs.
Oh, and not only that, that's just hair, Evan. We haven't even talked about nails. We haven't talked about makeup. I mean, it is expensive.
If you especially get the gel coat nails, you just say the Russian manicure that you put me on.
Very good. Yeah, exactly. Russian
all right,
gel.
So for men, haircut over under 50. For women, we're going to put the over under at 250 or 2 for coloring?
For color.
250. All right, here we go. We have a bunch of calls on this. Armand in St. Louis, listening on 101 ESPN.
What's up, Armand?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know what's crazy, Evan, is us guys spend $25 and think that's great on haircuts, but then we lose our minds when our wives spend over $200 on their haircuts.
Yep.
I think for a guy, no more than $30 tops. Michelle, we miss you in St. Louis, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Armand. Miss you guys, too. Caw-caw. Cause law.
No, that's great. I mean, if you can find a barber that you're paying $25, $30 for in today's age, congratulations. you won't find them in the tri-state area.
Yeah, in New York, there's no way.
Guaranteed. In New York, any of the boroughs, you're not finding that dude.
Carlos in Georgia, watching on ESPN2. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, how y'all doing? Well, Chris killed me before I can say what I wanted to say. I ain't in the tri-state area. I'm in Georgia, but I know he said $60 for a haircut. When I heard that, I was like, ain't no way in the world. I'm 46 years old. I started out getting a haircut for $10, went up to $15. $25 is the max. Anything over that, they steal your money.
Carlos, let me ask you, Carlos, let me ask you a question. How long you been going to your current barber?
I've been going to my current barber about 6 months now. But every barber I'd have been to, because, you know, the tape up is key. You know, tape up is key.
Oh, yeah, so if you're not doing the razor edge, then it ain't for me. You got to have a razor edge.
Exactly.
Out. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'd have jumped to a few barbershops, but I never paid more than $25. I paid $50 one time and almost lost my mind. Never went to them again.
Wow. Okay. There it is.
Feels low.
I stand corrected. I mean, $25. Nice. He's got to be tipping too, though, right?
Yeah.
The base rate might be $25, but then you got a tip, so that probably takes it to $30. So I guess okay, $30.
That's a good point. Nuno, can we get clarification on your $65 haircut that you have? Is that with tip or without tip?
It's $60 without tip.
And you only give a $5 tip?
No,
I'm not tipping a damn thing.
No, I still tip.
Wait,
them.
What? You don't tip?
I'm not tipping. I'm not tipping.
What?
What?
Canty.
If I'm paying $50 for a haircut, you just said
it. So you're admitting it's too much.
You just said it.
You're agreeing.
If I'm
then.
Paying $50 for a haircut, I'm not a tip. You want a tip? Make sure you got good health insurance. That's the tip. You want a tip? Save your money because you ain't got no 401k. That's the tip. That's what I'm giving you.
You got a tip.
No, I'm not tipping.
Canty, that's terrible.
How is it terrible? Pat, you just said it's ridiculous to pay $50 for a haircut.
It is.
I'm paying $50 for a haircut. Why do I have to tip?
Because it's etiquette.
Why do I have to tip?
It's a service industry. You got to tip.
All right, coming up, we will find out how much Mike Tannenbaum pays for his haircut next on Sportsmanlike ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Unsportsmanlike is presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach. Easy to use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
Mike T, I got to get you to settle something. Yeah. You got to get you to settle something. You're our resident GM. You're somebody that makes sound financial decisions in your personal life, but also as a professional. I got to ask you a question. If I'm paying $50 for a haircut, is the gratuity included, or am I expected to tip on top of that?
Got
a
tip. Yes, thank you. Well,
so even if it's $50 for a haircut, which you think is overpriced, which
exorbitant.
You think is ridiculous.
Exorbitant.
Any man or woman that would pay more than $50, it would be just
why do I have to tip? The gratuity should be included. Well, if you're saying it's so much above market price, why do I have to tip?
That you should go someplace else and tip that person. Like $25, you know, inflation, we're up to about $25 is reasonable.
How much do you pay?
$25.
That's what I pay. Now, does your wife get her hair colored like Smalls and my wife and Cece's wife?
My wife is not salary cap friendly. There is a lot of guaranteed money with very little flexibility. I'm like Jerry Jones. She's Dak Prescott. She has all the options in the world.
Oh,
always
God.
At the top of the market.
I respect it. I love it.
What's the dead cap hit?
I'm on her side. I'm sorry.
It's incalculable.
Now, are you guys all in like the Cowboys say they are? What explain to us the Tanner Bounds. After knowing that your wife may spend the kind of money that Small spends on hair coloring.
Yeah, that's one of those things I don't even want to know. You know, and we're not even getting into
You don't my, need to know.
We don't even want to get into my daughter. I mean, if you guys are looking to buy stock, go to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and any retail location in the greater University of Michigan area, buy stock because she is like an economic, you know, engine.
She's a boom.
Yeah, she doesn't fall far from the Michelle Tannenbaum tree.
Oh, my God. Putting his wife on blast.
She has her own GDP.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Okay, but follow-up question. Does the hair look good?
Absolutely.
That's all that matters.
It absolutely does.
That's all that matters.
I will tell you guys a funny story. When we left the Somerset County, New Jersey area, one of the strip malls actually went out of business. It was owned by the Wilf family. So I saw Mark and Ziggy at a league meeting. I'm like, I'm really sorry. I went to the Dolphins.
So basically you hurt the Vikings business by going to the Dolphins.
Yes.
That is remarkable.
I wish I was making that up, but actually that was true.
$25. Oh, and I knew I liked Mike for that exact reason.
Hey, that was great.
All right. 2 weeks from today is the day after the first round of the NFL draft. What will be the biggest storyline 2 weeks from the day when we're sitting
here
in
Detroit?
Yeah, a couple
things. You know, J.J. McCarthy transfers from Michigan to Minnesota, and I think, you know, I think what's really interesting, guys, like if we had Monty Austinfort, the GM of the Cardinals right here, would you rather have two first-round picks or Marvin Harrison? I think that's really where the draft begins at four, and to me that's a fascinating discussion.
Mike T, I know that the quarterbacks are going to dictate the terms of engagement in terms of what happens in the top of the first round, but give me the other position group that is going to have the most influence on what we see on night one of the draft.
You know, Chris, I think it already has. I think we're going to see seven receivers, and why I say that,
wow.
I think, you know, like when you look at the Stephon Diggs trade, like if we were sitting there in Buffalo, you're moving on from a really good player and you're at 28, you got to believe within reason we can get somebody close to Stephon Diggs' ability either at 28 or a reasonable trade-up. So to me, like that decision's already been made.
Just as a follow-up, are we going to see T. Higgins and Brandon Ayuk as a part of this receiver draft class?
I think so. And like I said this a couple weeks ago, right after the Diggs trade, like once Tre'Davious White's money comes off of Buffalo's cap, do they use that to try to go get, you know, someone like Brandon Ayuk? Because it seems like that deal, it just seems like he's not in their plans, because if he was, he probably would have signed an extension by now.
Mike, I want to go back to something you said. You said you think the draft starts at four with Arizona.
But I thought you were going to ask me more about hair and stuff like
that. Oh, no, that's later. We'll circle back to that. A lot of people speculating that maybe it starts at three with New England. So even though they could probably get a huge haul for that number three overall pick with the quarterbacks in this draft, you think that they are wise to stay at three and take a quarterback?
Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen next year, and they need a quarterback. You know, post Tom Brady, they haven't filled that need. So to me, I'd be surprised. Now, look, should he play? You know, they got Jacoby Brissett. Like, that's a totally different conversation. But be it, you know, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, who's ever there, I think if you're New England, you don't overcomplicate things. You take a great quarterback, and then you figure it out from there.
We're talking with Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN front office insider, of course, former GM, Dolphins, and the Jets. Pays $25 for his haircut. Mike, Tom, you mentioned Tom Brady. Yesterday, the podcast released Vic Blend's podcast, and
Tom Brady, who was getting his haircut,
didn't have to pay for it. Vic Blends gives out free haircuts as motivation for people. Anyway, he said he would consider coming back.
That stunned me. That absolutely stunned me.
Now, it's a late season Roger Clemens style kind of comeback, but yeah, possible?
So under the league rules, if he gets approved as an owner, he can't do that. So there's that. So, you know, I don't know where that is in terms of him getting approved as an owner of the Vegas Raiders, but if that doesn't get approved, I thought that comment was absolutely fascinating. And I think, but for all the other news yesterday, like that would have been a headline. Like, you know, Kyle Shanahan came out and said, hey, look, we tried to sign him a year ago. Like, someone will try to sign him.
Mike T, I want to shift gears a little bit. One of the big stories today is what's happening, the fallout behind Ipe Matsuhara, the former interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, and the fraud that he committed, the scale of the fraud against Ohtani with the betting scandal that was uncovered by the federal government in Southern California. I'm curious because you sat in that seat as a general manager. When it comes to people that have access, people that are club employees, what is the vetting process like? And how do you juxtapose what you had when you were a GM with the Jets and the Dolphins versus what the Dodgers allowed to take place with Ipe Matsuhara in Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, Chris, it's a great discussion. And look, let's just face it, given the tentacles of legalized gambling, we're going to have more of these conversations. But, and Chris, you're a former player. You know, there's a little bit of a bifurcation here because we used to do a lot in terms of financial literacy, making good decisions, who's in your ecosystem. However, there is an employer-employee relationship. So ESPN is not going to tell you, hey, Chris, like, go invest with Morgan Stanley or JP Morgan. They may bring in seminars to try to educate you so you and the Canty family can make the best decisions for you. But as an employer, like, it was sad. Like, I would see guys make bad decisions, but we couldn't. It's their money and their employees. And I know the unions try to step in. And you hope to see more guardrails because, you know, those are tragic situations that, let's face it, it could be the tip of the iceberg because there's so much money and because gambling is only going to get more mainstream, not less.
Well, I guess technically Matsuhara was an employee of the Dodgers and the Angels. So there's that aspect
of
it.
That's and,
then the, and then the access that he had being at the meetings, being in the dugout. Yeah. How would you view that as a general manager in terms of fully vetting that person that has insight into proprietary information?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Absolutely. Like you want to do an FBI level, you know, check, and then you want to have checks and balances into, you know, like, you're looking
now, would you do that as the club? Would you farm that out to NFL security? How would
both.
That work?
It's actually both, and it's very germane to this time of year with you know, draft prospects. They go through a background check that you have the NFL, but then you supplement it with your own security people, and clubs take that very, very seriously for reasons like this.
Smalls, good. Mike, good. Everybody good with their haircuts here?
No, I actually need to get a haircut.
Okay. I'm just saying.
My lineup isn't as
Mine's
crisp
fresh.
As
okay.
I would like.
Fresh is so clean. All right, well, a lot of people are on the lines wanting to jump in on the haircut conversation, so we will get to that. 888-SAY-ESPN. Mike's going over to Get Up, 8 a.m. Eastern. Thank you, Mike. As always, is your wife okay? I know she was watching.
Let's see if she takes my call now.
Not salary cap friendly. That is how Mike Tannenbaum described his wife. We're unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
So fresh and so clean.
Outcast, the opposite.
There are very few things that make you feel as good as a fresh haircut. Very few things.
It alters your brain chemistry.
Yeah, when you go and get your hair did, it just puts you in a different mode, a different vibe. Absolutely.
There's a little bit of a dispute today on our show as to the prices of haircuts for men and women. We have put the over under $50 for men. Do you spend over or under? CeCe's over. I am under. $250 for women on the coloring, right? Not the cut. The coloring.
The cut will be much cheaper.
But the coloring that many women obviously take the luxury and the opportunity to do because it makes them feel better about themselves. Great. There's no amount of money that you could spend that wouldn't be beneficial to feel better about yourself.
Make sure you keep that same energy with your wife if you find out how much she pays.
Uh-oh, I just see a text from her right now. Oh, boy, I'm afraid to open
it. Here's the thing, though, Ev. It's not like we want to pay more for the haircut.
Yeah, I'm not asking to pay that amount.
It's not like, hey, yeah, you should be paying this. We want to pay. No.
But can I ask you a question, though, CeCe?
It's what the market dictates.
The fact that I spend $25 on my haircut, are you looking down on me a little bit, kind of questioning where I'm going?
No, why would I do that?
A tiny bit.
No, why would I? Listen, you're going to
He's
get
He's staring at my hair right now.
I am too.
You're going to get a different haircut than I'm going to get.
Okay.
Different haircut.
He's also got beard
maintenance. I'm also
getting
my beard done. Right. Like, my beard has to get trimmed. and then it has to get edged, and I'm pretty sure the barber is not putting a razor to your hairline.
No.
So exactly.
Oh, no, on the sides a little bit. Yeah. Oh,
on the sides a little bit. But yeah. I'm getting the razor on the
everywhere.
Entire line.
Right.
So my beard line, my mustache line, and then my hairline. So that's a lot. It's labor intensive. Plus, I got to get the hot towel treatment too.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
The hot towel treatment, amazing. Like where they warm it up and then they wrap it around your face.
Never had it, but it sounds
lovely. Oh, it's great. It gets all of those little wild hairs to pop up so they can trim them down. Oh, it's great.
You know,
the best part.
It's great. Sorry.
Yesterday in the shampoo, they have a massaging chair. So you're getting a massage while you do it. And then they give you a scalp massage. Oh, yeah. That's worth every penny.
The scalp massage,
that
yeah.
That is worth every single penny.
Yeah.
All right. The theme with all of this, though, we're going to get to the calls here in a second, is really Nuno. Nuno is supposed to be this everyday guy, right, who would theoretically get the $25 haircut like Pat, Jovante, and I would.
No, what? No.
Well, Nuno, not only does he spend $60, how far do you drive for your haircut, Nuno?
It ends up being on a good day, like 45 minutes, but yes.
That is mind-boggling to me.
Nuno takes pride in his appearance.
Yes. 45 minutes to drive?
Nuno takes pride in his appearance. I am not surprised that he pays good money for a haircut. He can't be walking around with a bad haircut. That's not Nuno's vibe.
Nuno's sitting in traffic for a haircut. What are we doing?
On the way back, yes. I'll sit on 95 on a Friday afternoon coming, you know, after getting my haircut. That's the price you pay for.
That is the price you pay.
Wow. I don't get this.
No, it's not.
You can't just go to any barber and be like,
Nuno, you
cut
just
my hair. I've had like a half dozen barbers my whole life.
Nuno barely has hair.
Pat, you can't chime in on this conversation. You have no hair.
I'm a resident non-hair haver. I can absolutely chime in on this.
Yours. So, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous for you to weigh in on this.
I'm a man of the people, and the people are with me.
All right, let's talk to the people. Rico in D.C. watching on ESPN2. What's up, Rico?
How you doing?
What's up, Rico?
First of all, I want to say, I know none of the co-hosts said it, but Michelle, your time in the salon was well worth it. Your hair looks wonderful.
Thank you, Rico.
It's very good.
I appreciate that.
And I got dreads, and I paid $90 for a shape-up just because my barber got pictures of him shaping up old Georgetown players, Allen Iverson and Alonzo Mourning. You know how long ago that was?
Yep.
I paid $90 for a shape-up.
Yep.
In D.C.
Yeah,
it's crazy because of pitches.
Well, Rico, you know what time it is when you go to a celebrity barber. Anytime you go to a barber that has that kind of clientele, that's going to be a problem.
Prices are going up.
Like my barber used to be LT's barber.
Oh.
So you know what time that is. Like it's just like it's expensive. It ain't going to be cheap.
That's right.
You know, you're the celebrity. You're worrying about other people going to the barber. You're the one that should draw other people in. Do they use your picture?
Yeah, but then all of a sudden it's the assumption that because I'm the celebrity, I got it like that, so you can go ahead and pay it.
Oh, so you think if they use your picture, they would up you from 60 to like 90 at that point?
No, that's how you get money off.
What I'm saying is they get it both ways.
Got it.
It's like, oh, well, I'll cut your hair, but now I'm also using you to bring in other clients. But I'm with Nuno on this one. You just can't go to any barber. And if you got to go 45 minutes away to get your hair cut, then so be it.
I agree.
Like, you got to pay. Like, listen, when I got married, I flew my barber in from New York.
Nice.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not relying on. And there are plenty of good barbershops in Chicago, which is where I got married. But I wasn't trusting a new barber
for a moment like that.
I got to fly my barber in.
That's right.
That wasn't cheap.
I was flying back to St. Louis
to get my hair done.
You got married in Chicago.
Yeah.
You couldn't get your hair cut beforehand?
No, I got to have a day of.
So you flew the barber in?
Flew him in, but he stayed at the hotel that we were at. I got a couple of haircuts from him that week, though. Like, at the beginning of the week, I got
a rehearsal haircut?
Well, the rehearsal was the day before, but I got an edge up the beginning of the week because I wanted to be fresh. Uh-huh. And then the day of, I got a haircut. Now, my wife got her haircut by him the day before.
Nice.
Right before the rehearsal dinner.
Money well spent.
Yeah, exactly.
Javonte.
Exactly. The pictures were amazing.
Money Javonte. Well
the pictures were amazing.
They're going to live forever, those pictures.
Oh, no doubt.
The hair has to be right.
So clean.
Humble brag ruling, Javonte.
Humble brag.
That was just a brag. Like, this is who I am. This is what I get done.
You said it's a... Javonte, I'm surprised. That's not even a brag. That is a necessity.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you have
to
have...
I mean, all brags are not bad.
If you're playing a road game for your wedding, you have to have your own barber on deck.
I agree.
And if that means you got to bring him with you, then you got to bring him with you. You got to do what it takes.
I mean, there's nothing like kind of scary. You go into a new barbershop, you sit there because you're watching people.
You got to watch the different barbers.
And you're just hoping that like that one guy you don't want to finishes first, because like, because then you have to have that awkward like conversation.
No, I'm straight.
Oh wait, you don't go with an appointment to see one particular person.
Sometimes I do, but back in the day, yes.
Yeah, sometimes like if you're like desperate for a haircut and you're in a strange place, like if you're out of town, you walk into a barbershop that looks like it might be a spot where they know what they're doing, and you basically look at all of the different barbers and how they cut to see who fits what you want to get.
Oh, you're
done.
Scouting.
You're absolutely scouting. Wow. I mean, it takes a while, and you're gonna have to wait a while, but you don't want to jump in the chair for the guy that's available. See? Like if you go into a barbershop, this is tried and true. If you go into a barbershop and say there are four or five different barbers, and you know four other barbers have guys in their chairs, and then there's that one barber that doesn't have anybody in his chair, I promise you there's a reason why he doesn't have anybody.
Oh, you don't go to the open location?
Hell no, you don't go to the open barber. Hell no.
That's like the guy in pickup who's always open for three. Yeah, there's a reason that you're open, buddy.
No, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You don't want to do that.
You get what you pay for. There's a reason why people aren't going to that person. And hairstylists are like quarterbacks, right? There's a reason Patrick Mahomes is more expensive than someone else. And I don't want to disparage anyone else. Yeah. But he's expensive because he's the best.
Yeah, but I won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles, so.
And that's the other thing, though, Pat. Just because they're expensive don't mean they're good. Because some of these people out here false flagging, they'll charge you $50, $60, and they'll butcher your hairline.
Yeah, Nuno's getting the Kirk Cousins treatment back here.
Jonathan in Connecticut watching on ESPN2. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, how you guys doing? So, a few things. So, I actually get two a week, and I know I pay a little bit more than most people, but I'm paying about $40 to $50 for each one. And in addition to that, also, if you really think about it, even if most guys probably go every 2 weeks once, if you even add that, which is the standard about 25, we're still paying more than the femurs are paying. Because if you take into consideration with the tip and everything, we're paying actually a lot more than them.
Yeah, we should do that math. That's interesting, Jonathan, because I'm going every 6 weeks. And you guys are going, what, every 2 weeks?
Me, I'm going more than that. Like, I mean, less than that, excuse me, like once every 3 or 4 weeks for me.
Jonathan said he goes twice a week.
Twice a week is crazy.
Like $40 to $50 for each one.
Twice a week?
No, it's not. When I was in the league, I was getting a haircut every 4 or 5 days. Every 4 or 5 days. Because, I mean, think about it. You had to be game day fresh.
Yeah, totally.
But then you also want to make sure that you're fresh for, like, the media availability, which happens on Wednesday.
You got to be ready
to go. Yeah, exactly. So that's a situation where I'm getting a haircut on Friday, mm-hmm. but then I'm turning around and getting another one on Tuesday. So it was kind of like that, yeah.
I like that. You're prepared.
Exactly.
I just saw a look from
And you got to make sure it's a good barber so he's not pushing your hairline back when you're getting your hair cut that often.
Oh, really?
That's a bit, yeah, exactly. You don't want to have a Stephen A. Smith hairline, right?
Oh, boy.
You don't want to look like you have a forehead where they can show a movie on it, right? Like, you got to make sure you try to keep that thing as close to your eyebrows as humanly possible, especially as you get older.
I just saw a look from Rob Lorenzo, our social and digital guy. I don't know if we have Rob Cam today.
Rob.
I think he gets a haircut multiple times a week. No, you don't? What?
Not anymore.
But he did, though. But that just shows you inflationary times when the barbers start charging $50, $60 a cut. You can't go every single week.
Wow.
It's just too expensive.
Plus, Rob's probably afraid he hasn't found, like, finding the right one in New York City because he has, you know, he moved here a couple months ago. So that plays a part in it.
You should drive like an hour and a half to go to Nuno's barber for $60.
But that's when you see somebody that you work with or you see somebody that lives near you and you're like, hey, where you get your haircut from? Because they extra crispy and you get the recommendation.
Yeah.
That's how you do that.
Okay. I'm going to say this. J.J. Redick has good haircuts. Do I ask J.J.
Yes,
Redick
ask
where
him.
He gets his haircut from?
Ask him. Be bold. Ask.
I've never actually said hello to him.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to want to pay what J.J. Redick
I was
going to
say, you better be ready
haircut.
To pay, because if you get the exactly. recommendation, you got to go.
So before I say hi to him or introduce myself, I should just go up
no,
with
him. No, just say, J.J., hi, I'm Evan, your teammate. Enjoy your work. I think you're great. Your hair is also great.
Yeah, beautifully
That is
hair.
A weird entrance point into the first hello with J.J. Redick.
I think it's a wonderful compliment.
Why is that?
If I never met anyone and they complimented me on my hair and asked me where I got it done, I like them.
Yeah,
thank you for
I'll
the
walk
compliment.
Up to somebody and say, man, that cut is extra crispy. Hairline is extra
So you
crispy.
Think, let's just play this out.
No,
you want me
no,
to go
no,
up to
don't,
J.J. Redick?
No, 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 no.
J.J.,
no,
your
I'm
hair
saying, say it in your own way, Evan. Say it in your own
way. See, he can't pull that off.
Do the bit where I say it that way.
Say it in your,
Rob film,
don't.
Since he was please happened, don't. When please I don't. Say to J.J.
We'll,
Redick.
We'll never get J.J. Redick on the show.
J.J. Redick would say, pardon?
Yeah, exactly.
What did you say to me?
Oh, boy. Speaking of things cut up, how about your lawn, right? You don't want it to look terrible. You want it to look good. I love a beautiful lawn. I hate doing lawn care. That's why we use True Green in my house. It is less than what my wife pays for her hair coloring, I've learned. They're the official lawn treatment partner of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens out there. So just imagine what they could do to your lawn in your backyard, your side yard, your front lawn, whatever it may be. All you have to do is water and mow your lawn. And to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April 20th, get one application free. Visit TrueGreen.com for the best lawn at the best price. Guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Each and every day at this time, our producer, Pat Costello, part of the Under 50 Haircut Club, gives us items in and around sports, life, entertainment that he's over. Go ahead, Pat.
Not only am I in the Under 50 for a haircut club, I was once in the Under 10 for a haircut club, and that was the best haircut I ever got. It was $7, and then I would give the guy a $10 bill. It was amazing. It was literally like the episode of Seinfeld with the soup Nazi where we'd walk in and like, hello. I didn't even know the guy's name, and then we would just sit down, and he would go, nyeh, and send me out in like 5 minutes for $10. It was amazing. I still can't believe Nuno's paying $65 and sitting in 45 minutes worth of traffic just for a haircut for his 9 hairs on his head. Sorry, Nuno.
I have to now ask a question. You just added a whole other layer to this. I believe there should be a maximum for haircuts. I think there should also be a minimum. $7 would scare me.
It was,
that's too low.
It was the best.
That's too low.
It was perfect.
Pat, I'm pretty sure that you saying this is not the greatest of advertisements for the single digit haircut. Just go.
It was a great haircut.
However, Pat's willing to get a sports clip. Anyone that wants to sponsor his segment, he's willing to get a haircut.
I do go to sport clips now because they get me in and out super fast. I don't need a lot done at this point. I've given up on waiting around at a barbershop.
We can tell.
I don't have to wait around at a barbershop anymore. For what? If I could see the back of my head, then I would just cut my own hair at this point.
Wow, you just got really bright in there, Pat. It really is a spotlight on
no,
you.
No, we turned the lights on.
Oh, we turned the TV, the lights on, as we're supposed to.
Go ahead, Pat.
I can't believe that anyone's surprised that people don't want the Kentucky job. It's not an appealing job. I don't know why anyone thinks that people would want it, besides they're going to overpay someone to come in and take it. Like, Mark Pope, great. Is that an impressive hire for Kentucky? Not in the slightest. That doesn't do anything for me following Cal, who's going to go to Arkansas and make that program really good and competitive and better than what Kentucky's going to end up having. I can 100% see why Dan Hurley wouldn't want to take that job, or any of these other coaches, Scott Drew, would not want to take that job. It's not an appealing job anymore.
Most of the jobs that are the primary sport at the school are less attractive than they used to be.
Because of the pressure?
Yeah, if you think about it logically, Alabama football, Kalen DeBoer is a big-time coach coming over from Washington, just got in the championship, obviously. That wasn't their first choice. We know that. Kentucky didn't get their first choice. The Alabama basketball coach, Nate Oates, decided not to go to Kentucky. The secondary, by the way, even Danny Hurley is at the secondary program for a long time at UConn. It's not football, it's women's basketball. Mm-hmm. Was the primary program there. So the secondary programs are way more attractive than the primary programs because of ridiculous pressure.
And you're getting a lot of runoff of resources from whatever the most prominent sport is there. So you kind of do have a very comfortable position because you do have those resources and you have a certain level of spotlight that you get because you're that school, whatever the prominent program is, but you don't have all the pressure and expectations.
It's not a good job. And we've seen that play out based on what happened this week with the coaching search to replace Coach Cal. Like, you swung and missed on all of the guys that you really, really wanted. You wanted Dan Hurley? He said, nah, I'm cool. You wanted Nate Oates? That ain't going to happen. Even Scott Drew, who had a relationship with Mitch Barnhart, the AD at Kentucky. Nah, I'm good. Don't need that job. Like, you are down the line, your fourth, fifth, sixth best candidate now with Mark Pope. Now, good on you that this is somebody that was affiliated with the highest of highs with your program.
He could be good. It's not impossible for him to be good.
Well, it's not impossible for him to be good, but I think what gives him a lot of leeway because he doesn't have the prestige and the huge name is that he was a part of one of the greatest college basketball teams of all time.
No doubt.
Which just so happens to be one of the best teams in Kentucky history, the Untouchables, that 96 team that sent nine guys to the NBA. But, I mean, at some point, the shine on that hire is going to wear off. The honeymoon phase is going to be over, and you are going to be faced with the reality that you are going to have a harder time doing better than what you had in Coach Cal.
So there is an impression given off, whether it's true or not, I don't know the answer because we haven't heard from the family and I'm not sure we're ever going to. The impression has been that Scott Drew's family gets on a private plane, goes to visit Lexington, meets with the people there, comes back, and he says no to the job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can make whatever inferences you want. The one that I will make is whatever was going around, not that the people were wrong and appropriate or the town wasn't nice, is, oh my God, there's a lot of people, a lot of cooks in the kitchen here. This is a little bit much for us.
Or maybe just the coverage of the family even going to Lexington.
That's
to
true
shout
too.
It out.
That's true
like
too.
They're talking about like, being on the private jet from Waco to Lexington. Oh, all of this coverage. You think the family wants to step into that situation?
That's another big component of it.
And then he has to put out the picture of him with the white shirt and the salsa in the Mexican restaurant to prove he's not on the plane.
But that's the whole point of it, though, man.
That's why you don't want it.
Kentucky basketball fans have an inflated sense of self. Your program isn't once what it's no longer what it once was. It's just not. And you have to come to grips with that. And the reality is that you probably made a mistake jettisoning Coach Cal.
Next one, Pat.
Man, I'm just sitting here. I really do miss that $7 barber. That guy was great. I wish he was still around. I mean, he's still alive. He closed the shop.
Did you just kill him off?
No. He just closed the shop, and I wish that it was still existed. It was great. $10. Anyway, gaslighting.
Because he was charging $7.
No.
Yeah, excellent point, Nuno. He probably closed his shop because he had a $7 haircut.
He was old.
Who can pay any kind of rent with a $7 haircut?
Dude, I'm telling you, he was getting them in and out quick. He was firing them off left and right. He was amazing. That guy was cooking. Anyway, I hate the term gaslighting. I think it's stupid and overused, and I don't think people even understand what they're saying when they use it. It's so overused on social media, and I see it all the time, and I hear it all the time, and I'm tired of people using it. Stop saying it. You sound silly.
Pat, what is the definition of gaslighting?
To manipulate someone into believing your version of the truth.
Very good.
Okay.
But does that mean
you feel like it's overused?
Yeah. Kenty, I think you overuse gaslighting too much.
Really?
What? I don't know if I've ever heard you use that.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard Canty use gaslighting.
Yeah, yeah, Canty uses it all the time.
I do?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is an example of gaslighting right now.
Yeah.
Yes,
because I don't remember you ever using
this
term.
Exactly what I am being gaslit by Pat Costello in I'm Over It.
Is that what you're trying to do, Pat?
Unbelievable.
Can I give you another?
Michelle, I'm not trying to gaslight anyone.
What?
I got to give you guys another term. This happened yesterday. I was filling in for Greeny, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time here on ESPN Radio with Hembo. And Hembo said to Bubba, his producer, what lights your rocket in the morning? Because he doesn't drink coffee.
That's not a thing.
But that's the point. No, I know. I know what you're thinking. Right.
Lights your rocket?
I'm uncomfortable.
And Hembo said, oh, that's a common term. Everybody uses that. I said, Hembo, I have never heard someone use that, and everyone's going to take that the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable asking another man what lights your rocket.
No, but he meant because he doesn't drink coffee in
the morning. I'm not doing
what
it.
What energizes
not
you?
No. But I don't give a damn what he meant. I know what it sounds like.
So Hembo was trying to gaslight you.
There's a lot that gets lost in translation with that one.
That was my point also.
I would say light your rocket.
I've never heard that term ever.
I've never
gaslighting. Heard.
That is something that's reserved for my wife.
Okay, again, we took a turn here. Not what I was saying, but all right.
What do you mean?
Next one, Pat.
That's the only way to interpret that.
Okay, so I was at a bookstore recently, and it made me super. I can't.
Well said, Pat.
I'm trying. That was insane.
That was insane. Like a rock.
That's an insane phrase.
What was that phrase?
It's not a phrase.
Because Bubba doesn't drink coffee. He's like, what energizes you in the morning? Just say it that way.
What lights your
what gets you going? What happened to what gets you going?
I don't know.
Where did what gets? Why is what gets you going out of date? Just use that phrase.
Because what caffeine beverage do you drink would be plenty.
Also, we all know Bubba. I don't think he... I don't care what he would drink. He's just going to be Bubba. It's just going to be
right. Nothing
miserable
energizes
and
him.
Whatever. Yeah,
yeah, he's
not energized. That's who he is.
Go ahead, the other day, I was talking about something that made me angry, and I said, "You know what really frosts my cookies?" And someone said that they never heard that term before.
Never heard that.
Never heard that either.
You never heard that?
Oh, I've heard that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Rob's giving a look over there. Rob does not like that
frost
term.
Frost your cookies. I think frosting the cookies is a good thing, though.
I know. I don't know why it's used as a negative, but yeah. I've heard that.
I mean, cookie with frosting all the time. Sounds more exciting.
I know, it is delicious, but.
We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.